Okay, let's begin. Welcome, everybody. There is a Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Chafam and Beis, Tosfos in Nachos, Daf Samachvavam and Aleph. They quote a sheet of the Bahag. The Baal Halachas Gedolus writes, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person counts Belila, you say a bracha. If you forget to count at night, you count in the daytime without a bracha, and that allows you to count subsequent nights with a bracha. This is the sheet of the Bahag, which we paskin like in Shulchan Aruch, which is strange because, why is it that if you count it at night, you say a bracha, and you count in the daytime, you don't say a bracha? And if you miss the daytime, then you're finished. You can't count at all with a bracha anymore. What is that based on? We're all familiar with it, but we need to understand it based on lamdus. What is it based on? So Mishnah Brura writes, it's based on a sfeik sveika. What's a sfeik sveika? One suffix is the mitzvah only at night, or is it even during the daytime? The Mar Mekaymus are in the back, table there. And is the mitzvah only at night, or is it even during the daytime? And even if it's only at night, well, maybe each halachic day is a distinct unit. And therefore, even if I missed it at night, but I can still count the next night, because each mitzvah is considered to be a different night, a different halachic day. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. Again, the one subject is the mitzvah only at night, or is it even during the day? And even if the mitzvah is only at night, and I missed it at night, but the next halachic day is a separate entity, and that shouldn't affect the fact that I lost and I missed out counting. So based on that, says the Bahag, at least the Mishnah Brura says, that's what the Bahag is based on, a sfeik sveika. So Rav Soloveitchik said that's very difficult, because usually when you have a double doubt, you have like Rav Moshe Zatzal would have a topic, and on one issue he passes like one shita, and another issue he passes like another shita. But this is one shita. And if the Bahag did not say it's based on a sfeik sveika, it's very hard to plug that in and make that assumption that it's based on a sfeik sveika. And therefore, Soloveitchik Zatzal embarked upon a different approach to be masber this Bahag, not based on the Mishnah Brura at all. Very difficult to say that the Bahag is based on a sfeik sveika. We're saying the Bahag is a shita that we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that we count at night with a bracha. If you forget to count at night, you count in the daytime without a bracha, which at first glance is very difficult, because is the mitzvah just at night or is it in the daytime? If it's in both, then say the bracha both. If it's only at night, then what are you gaining by counting in the daytime? This is quoted though in the Shulchan Aruch, so Mishnah Brura said it's based on a sfeik sveika, and the Rav said it's very difficult to say that, because the Bahag never says it's based on a sfeik sveika. And therefore, Lamaisa, we need to say a noob shot. What is it based on, Halacha Lamaisa? Yeah, go ahead.
What was the second suffix of the Bahag?
Is the mitzvah only at night or even during the daytime? And if I missed it, let's say at night, and it was only at night, I can say the next halachic day is a separate unit. And it's not affected by the fact I missed the first. That's the basic sfeik sveika. We know that it's accepted in Shas that a sfeik sveika is mutter. A double doubt is mutter, and saves the day. So the Rav didn't think that was the pshat in the box. So what is the pshat? So that's what we want to say over and build that up. There's a shim. And we'll see why it's called the title. The title this year is, actually they didn't write the title the way we wanted to say it. We said it wasn't the Golden Gate, it wasn't the GW, but it's the bridge, the Sfiris Omer bridge. Truth is, one of the fellows in our shul, in Mseik, pointed out to me that the Route 80 goes from the GW to San Francisco, but it doesn't go to the GW, doesn't go to the Golden Gate Bridge. It goes to the Bay Bridge, which is a different bridge. Okay. So, and also he told me that 80 doesn't actually go to the GW; it stops at Teaneck, which you know is a Malcolm Tire. So it's interesting. So the Rav said like this: you could understand Sfiris Omer one of two ways. You could say that it's all one big mitzvah, and there are 49 legs to the mitzvah. That's one approach to take. And the other approach, the Rav said, is that it's 49 distinct mitzvahs, but the Torah requires you to link them together. And that is the approach that we want to build up, God willing, that the Rav thought was the correct pshat. That each halachic day is a distinct mitzvah, but you must bridge them and link them all together to create a bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. That is the essence of Sfiras Omer, to create this link between Pesach and Shavuos, and you have to make sure that it's a sound link and that nothing is missing. And the Rav thought that this approach, the second approach, was the correct approach, that there are 49 distinct mitzvahs and you have to link them all together. So let's prove that second approach with three marmakaimas, okay? Number one, the Tur quotes a shita of Rav Sajigon in Simon Tough Pay Tests, which we don't paskin like. He says like this, if you miss the first night, then that's ma'akev. That prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah. The only night that is ma'akev is the first night. No other night will block you from fulfilling the mitzvah, and maybe you could even count with a bracha. Now, we don't paskin like this shita, but it happens to be, I think, the most common night that you forget is the first night, because it's second Seder, and if you don't count it shul, most Haggadahs do not have the Sfira in their Haggadah. In fact, at our home on the second Seder, we count it shul, but when I come home, I have my wife and daughters count before we start second Seder, because usually everyone's exhausted, you forget it. So the Torah writes, the only night that's ma'akev, that prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah, is the first night. So the Rav said, let's think about the Svara behind that. Why would the first night be the night that's ma'akev? So the Rav said like this, if it's all one mitzvah and there are 49 legs, each leg is important. You miss the first leg, you miss the eighth leg, you miss the 15th leg, they're all important. But if you hold the second approach, which we're trying to build up, God willing, that each halachic day is a distinct mitzvah, but the ikar of Sfiras Omer is to link them together, to create this bridge, then you don't need a PhD in math to say that you can't start a series of digits without the number one. You can't start, it's impossible. Maybe if you missed one in the middle, you could say, I still have the bridge, I still have a link, I still have a series of digits. But without one, it's absolutely impossible. And that's what he said is the basis of this Rav Sajigon, because the only night is ma'akev is the first night. We don't possibly like it, like I said. But al pisvara, it makes a lot of sense that if my requirement, my mandate is to create this link, and I don't have it without the beginning, you can't create a link. So that was the first marker that he quoted, and we do not paskin like this Rav Sajigon. However, the second marker we do paskin like, and that's Rav Haigon, not Rav Sajigon, Rav Haigon. The Bir Halacha writes, let's say you're counting in the Omer, and you forget to count day 8, and you're counting day 9. A lot of people don't know this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha quotes Rav Haigon that you must count, yesterday was 8, and now I'm counting 9. I have to articulate that. Etmol was Shmini, and Halayla is what? Chi. That's what the Rav Haigon writes, the Bir Halacha quotes. Al Pi Din. Now the Rav said, why should that be? If it's all one mitzvah and there are 49 legs, I missed the 8th leg, it's for Fallon, just move on. But if you hold the second pshat, that each day is a distinct mitzvah, and the Torah requires you to link them together, then 9, without counting 8, is totally in a vacuum. It's meaningless. You need to give it a context. And what's the context you're going to give? That yesterday was 8, and now I'm counting 9 in order to create this bridge and this Ritzifus. Otherwise, it would not make any sense to say yesterday was 8. If the Ikar is to create this bridge, then you must articulate 8, and now I'm counting 9. And this is where we paskin, Allah Lamaisa. Could very well be, I don't think you have to do this, but if you miss 7 and 8, maybe you'd have to say 2 days ago was 7, yesterday was 8, and now tonight is 9. The Bir Halacha doesn't say that, but it's mustaber that it would make sense to do that. I don't think you have to do it. You just have to give the number 9 some context that it makes sense to create this Ritzifus. So we do paskin like that, Rav Haigon. It's not so well known, but that's the way we paskin. Then there's a third marker that the Rav quoted, which also we don't paskin like, that supports this mahalach. And that is the Sefer HaChinuch. It's in the second page of it. It's way too long, so we're not going to read it inside. But he quotes a Morenu Shebedorenu. He doesn't say who that is. The Morenu Shebedorenu says that if you miss day 8, you can count the rest of the nights, perhaps even with a bracha, because the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting. Because the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting, I can continue to count, maybe even with a bracha. Now, that's very difficult. The Gemara says in Menachos, Sfartam Lechem, Shetei Sfiru Lecholecha Vechem. Each person must personally count. What does it make a difference that the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting that day that should allow me to count with a bracha? If it's all one big mitzvah and there are 49 legs, I missed that leg. So what's going on here that the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting? So maybe the Rav said again, up Yisvara, makes a lot of sense. The fact that the rest of the Jewish people were counting, that supplies for me a ritzifus. That supplies for me a series of digits that I can count weiter onward with a bracha maybe, because the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting. There were Yidden in the planet Earth that were counting, so I can use the fact that they counted. They had a bridge, and that will allow me to continue mine and to create this Ritzifus. This already gives us a glimpse already. It's not that it was an actual Kiyum HaMitzvah, but the fact that the rest of the Jewish people were counting, I didn't get that mitzvah. I missed that night. But the fact the bridge is being created allows me to count weiter with maybe even a bracha. So this also we don't paskel like, but these three marmakimus, Rav Sajigon, Rav Haigon, and the Morenu Shebedorenu, according to Chinuch, highlight this approach of the Rav, that the Iker of Sefiras Omer is to create a bridge. We have 49 days in the Omer, and there are 49 gates of Tumah of impurity that we had in Mitzrayim. If we would have reached the 50th, we would have been destroyed. It's no coincidence that every day of the Omer, we must eradicate a gate of impurity, both in Beit Adam Lavakum, Beit Adam Lachavero, to build up to getting the Torah at Shavuos. So the Chiddush of the Rav and the Lomdus of Sefiras Omer is that each halachic day is a separate mitzvah, and you must link them all together. So Hashtadosis Lahachi, now that we've arrived at this point, we can plug in what we said from the beginning, the famous Shita, the Bahag. What is the Bahag Shita? Bahag says you count at night with a bracha. If you missed it at night, you count in the daytime without a bracha, which allows you to count vayter nights with a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says that's based on a sveik sveik. Is the mitzvah only at night, or is it even during the day? And even if it's only at night and I did not count at night, each halachic day is a separate entity. Very difficult, said the Rav Pshat in Mishnah Berurah. Why is that a sveik sveik? The Bahag never says it was based on a sveik sveik. When you may need to make a psak, there are different shitas in front of you. Maybe on one issue you hold like one posek, another issue you hold like another posek. But to be masbir, one opinion based on a sveik sveika, without the Bahag invoking that and elucidating that, is very difficult. So the Rav said, this is the pshat. What is the pshat? There's svei dinim. There's two tracks. There is the kiyum mitzvah, and there is the Maisa Sphere. When do you get points in Shemayim from Hashem for fulfilling the mitzvah? When you count at night. Because the Torah compares counting at night with harvesting the barley for the Korban HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer, the barley was harvested at night. The Mishnayos say Menachos, how'd they do it at night? They had no electricity, they had torches. And the Torah links up harvesting the barley with counting of the Omer. So it must be done at night. You get points in Shemayim from Hashem when you count at night. What do you accomplish by counting in the daytime? You don't get a mitzvah. If you missed counting at night on day 8, on the night of the 8th, you don't get a mitzvah. But what do you accomplish by counting in the daytime? The bridge is created. The retzifus is created. You have a retzifus, you have a continuity which allows you to count Vayter with a bracha. And that is exactly what the Rav developed, that there's Svei Dinin. There's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, which is at night, because the Torah compares harvesting the Yomer with the counting. And the second track is the Maisa Sfira, is the physical articulation, the verbalization of the count, which allows you to go Vayter and count with a bracha. And that's what it is, that there's Svei Dinin. There is a what we call a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Shimon, it's good to see you. You're always late. It's a Kiyum HaMitzvah and it's a Maisa Sfira. So there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah and there's a Maisa Sfira. So based on that, the Rav said a beautiful pshat. What are you accomplishing by counting during the daytime? You don't get any points at Shemayim. There's no fulfillment of a mitzvah. But what you have done is you've created a bridge, a retzifus, which allows you to count Vayter with a bracha. That's the Bir HaDavar, said the Rav, in the Bag. Not like the Mishnah Berurah that it's a Sveik Sveikin. It has nothing to do with a Sveik Sveikin. If it was a Sveik Sveikin, the Bag would have said it himself. But the Pshat is, says the Rav, is that there's Svei Dinim. There's two tracks. You want to receive points of Shemayim from Hashem for doing a mitzvah, then count it at night. Because the Torah compares harvesting the barley with the counting. You want to create a bridge and you missed it at night, you better count during the daytime. That bridge can be created at night too, by fulfilling the mitzvah, and you create that bridge too. But if you only count in the daytime, you split it. And you don't get any points of Shemayim, you don't get a Kiyum Mitzvah, but you created a bridge. That was the Chiddush of the Rav Zatzal. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, you look at the Bahak Shita, which is the way we paskin, is it at night or is it during the day? Which one is it? So the Rav said, it's only at night. The mitzvah of counting is only at night. What you accomplish in the daytime is creating this continuity, this retzifus, which is the job we're supposed to do, and every day of the Omer is supposed to build ourselves up. Benam Lamakam, Benam Lachavero. That's why, you know, the Omer is made of barley. The Gemara says that barley is known as Michael Behema, food for animals. I love barley, I hope I'm not an animal, but, you know, the Gemara calls barley Michael Behema. Shtei Alechem is made of wheat, which is Michael Adam. We were mamish like animals. Spiritually, it's hard to say, you know, you're a spiritual animal because they're kind of like, you know, antonyms. But the bottom line is we were in bad shape when we left Mitzrayim. And every day of the Omer, we're supposed to build up that we became human beings, both men and women, to accept the Torah. And that's highlighted by the Shtei Alechem, it's made of wheat. And that's why we have to work a bit. That's why there are 48 kinyanim of kinyan Torah. Every day we're supposed to acquire. You know what Lamed Beis is? Thursday is Lag BaOmer. Lamed Beis is Oivus Abrius. The Talmid Rebbe Akiva perished because they didn't show respect for one another. But when they chap Lamed Beis to love each other, then they stop dying. On the next day, Lag BaOmer. Why? If it's 48, why do you need a day? 49? Because you need a day to reflect. You need a day to reflect on how I'm going to be able to do it. But that's why I think the Eibishter always put Yom HaTzmut in Sfira. Why? To test Klal Yisrael. You know, you say Hallel with a bracha, Hallel without a bracha, you don't say Hallel, you know, whatever shita you do, but you should respect one another. Hashem Davka made Yom HaTzmut, I believe, during Sfira Somer, to test us. Are we going to misakin Shalom Nagu Kovet Zedazet? You know, in our yeshiva we say Hallel without a bracha. But are we mechabit other shittas that say it with a bracha or don't say it at all? Are they going to be mechabit us? Why? I don't know why, but that's what, if someone asks me why the Eibishter put the Yom HaTzmut right in the middle of the Sfira to test us. Yes, go ahead, Rav.
I believe that the svar behind the Sveik Sveik of the Mishnah Berurah suggests is that there's two possibilities within the very nature of Sfira Seomer. Is it 49 different mitzvos or is it one bridge like we're describing? Does the Rav reject that first possibility of it being 49 different mitzvos?
The Rav says there are 49 distinct mitzvos. He loves that shot, but you have to link it together. He rejects the fact that it's one mitzvah and 49 legs to it. That he rejects. He wants to build up the mahalik that there are 49 distinct mitzvos, but the Torah requires you to make this bridge. Okay? So based on this theory, the Rav said an amazing chiddush. In Rashi's town, the Machzor Vitri records this minig. let's take a 12-hour perfect day, 6 to 6. So we know that Mincha Gedol is from 12:30 to 3:30. And Mincha Ketan is 3:30 to 6. It's the same tefillah, we all know. Same tefillah you daven. But it depends on the time. What's half of 3:30 to 6? 3:30 to 6 is 2.5 hours. It's 1:15. What's 3:30 plus 1:15? 4:45. So in Rashi's town, they used to daven Mincha at 4:30 during the week. 4:46 they would daven Ma'ariv, like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda has a shita that the day ends halachically for davening at 4:30. I'm sorry, at 4:45. So 4:30 you would daven Mincha, 4:46 they would daven Ma'ariv, like Reb Yehuda. Why? Because they were afraid they didn't want the men on the streets because of anti-Semitism. They used to do the Fifth Avenue Synagogue in the summer. They would daven plag. They held like Reb Yehuda the whole summer. So you wouldn't have to daven Ma'ariv at 8:30. They would daven early. That's fine. If you hold like Reb Yehuda like that, and you're consistent, no problem. So that's what Rashi would do. But during Sfira, he would announce after Ma'ariv, I would like everyone to count without a bracha. With the condition in mind that if you remember later at night at home, count with a bracha. And if you don't remember to count at night, you'll count again in the daytime. But if you don't remember in the daytime, you'll still be okay, because we're going to count in shul now without a condition. That was what Rashi's minig was. Okay? And he made this announcement. So the Rashba in the tshuva asks on Rashi. He says, Bimonav shoch. What does Bimonav shoch mean literally? What's your soul? What is your soul? Meaning, it's an expression. What are you based on, Rashi? If you hold that at night, at 4:46, it's night, and you can count, then count with a bracha. And if you hold that it's too early, then what are you accomplishing? And the Rashba rejects this minhag of Rashi that the Machzor Vitri quotes. So the Rav Zatzal said, his theory can forem for Rashi, can answer up Rashi very beautifully. Because what are you accomplishing? I'll tell you what, said the Rav. When you count after Plag Mincha, you are fulfilling a Maisa Sfira, the second track. Just like for the Bahag, you count in the daytime, a regular day, without a bracha. If you forgot to count at night and the whole next day, you still are okay. You can count with a bracha because I had a Maisa Sfira. I had a verbalization and articulation of my count, which allows me to count Vaita with a bracha. Meaning counting the daytime for the Bahag is counting after Plag for Rashi. Now, where can you prove for me from 4:45 to 6, that window of time is connected to the next day halachically? What's the earliest time in Mekabel Shabbos? Can I Mekabel Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Of course not. Only from Plag on. So you see that window is already connected with the next day. It's enough to say I had a Maisa Sfira. I had an action. I articulated, I created a bridge. Not from the Golden Gate to the GW, but the bridge of Sfira Saomer, right? They messed up my title. The bridge of the Sfira Saomer. That's what the Rav wanted to create. There's a bridge. You want to create this bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. And that's exactly what you're doing according to what Rashi, by counting after Plag, you have that Maisa Sfira, which allows you to count Vaita with a bracha if you forgot at night and forgot the whole next day. That's how the Rav answered up Rashi. That's how I forever for Rashi. Forever used it answered up Rashi beautifully. And these three Marmakaimas we mentioned, the Rav Sajigon, which he missed the first night, is the only one that's Makiv. You can't start a Ratzifus without the first night. It's the only one that's Makiv. And the Rav Haigon that said, if you forget day 8, you have to say, if you forget day 8, Etmo was 8, now I'm counting 9. Because I got to give 9 Ratzifus. That we paskin like the Beralacha quotes. And then the Morenu Shebedorenu, that the Chinuch quotes, he doesn't say who it was, if the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting, and I missed day 8, I could count by day, maybe with a bracha. We don't paskin like that. What's that based on? Everyone has to count on his own. Why should it help that someone else counted? Because they supply the Ratzifus. And that, there's no Kiyama Mitzvah on that. But at least it created a Ratzifus for me. Okay. Hashtadosis Lahachi. Now that we arrive at this, the Minchas Chinuch, the great Gaon, You know, the Rav Zatzal, before he started, he came to YU, our yeshiva, in 1941. But he came to America much earlier, 1933. He had his own kollel in Boston. In fact, the great Gaon Rav Nachman Greenblatt Zatzal just passed away, was Malava the Rav the first time he came to YU. He was Malava the Rav the first time he came to YU. And, but Lamaisa, before 41, when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, the Rav came in and was Mamali's Makom, he would come once in a while to YU and give chaburus. In what topic? Minchas Chinuch. He loved the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch was a goyin olam. He didn't have a lot of money, so he didn't have paper. And a lot of his writings he wrote in abbreviation. So we used to have to break our heads to figure out the abbreviations of Minchas Chinuch. About 30 years ago, they came out with a very new edition, and you don't have to break your head anymore. When we were in Eretz Yisrael together, we used to have to break our head on Minchas Chinuch, figure out what the abbreviation, forget about trying to understand what he was saying. What was written first? So, Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating suffix in Simin Shinvav, Mitzvah Shinvav. What happens if you have a bar mitzvah during Sviri? Let's say day 30. So, he says, I'm not sure, when we welcome this boy into the world of mitzvahs, can he say a bracha? What do you mean? He's been counting for 29 days as a minor, as a katan, with a bracha. Now you bring him in, and he's not going to say a bracha? Maybe not so nice, but he says, listen, we can't say a bracha levatala. Raman says, yeah, bracha levatala. It's over lotisa, the third of the Sirs of Dibris. Taisa says, derabanan, but it's a problem. So Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, because the first 29 days, midiraisa, he wasn't chayiv. So how could it be yaitse? So the Rav Zatzal commented on this Minchas Chinuch. He didn't think it was a suffix. Why? Because this boy has been counting for 29 days. He's been counting. He has his bridge. Granted, he might not have any points at Shemayim for the first 29 days because he wasn't chayiv midiraisa on a biblical level, but at least there was a bridge. For sure he should be able to count with the bracha. He thought the sub of the minhag shouldn't get off the ground. And I can prove to you that the action of a katan is considered to be what? Halachically registered and has a chalois gate. I'll give you three marmakaimis for this. The katan, if a katan throws a football through someone's window and breaks it, Rashi writes in Baba Kama, he must pay when he becomes a bar mitzvah. If he's not responsible for his actions, why should he have to pay for anything? Number one. Number two, the Ramah writes in Simon Shinmem Gimel Orachayim that if a katan turns a light on Shabbos, Tov Lasos Tshuva, he should do tshuva when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Because there is a validity, there is a legitimacy to his action as a katan. And number three, the Rambam writes that if a katan is mizana with a shifcha charufa, he must bring a korban when he becomes a gadol. The Ravid says he was a katan. Why should he have to bring any sacrifice? He still must bring a sacrifice. The Rambam holds that there is a maisa averu. There is an action. There is validity to his actions as a katan. So that's in the world of averus. We're saying in the world of mitzvahs, the action of the katan has legitimacy and validity. And therefore, there's no doubt when he becomes a bar mitzvah boy, he should count with the bracha. That's what the Rav thought. The Minchas Chinuch concludes he should say with the bracha, like the Rav, but for a different theory. The Rav said, what's the suffix? I want to add on, though, two other cases that I think one case you can be machalik and the other not. Let's say, Rahmana Litzlan, a person is an onane during Sfiris Omer. The whole night and the whole day, he had one of his seven loved ones pass away, father, mother, a brother, sister, a son or daughter, Rahman al-San, or a spouse. So from the time of the Petira till the Levaya, a person is an onane or onenis, and he or she are exempt from mitzvah's essay. Both biblical and rabbinic. They are chayiv and lavin. They can't eat ham. They can't steal. But they're potter from mitzvah's essay for three reasons. One is they're osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. They need to do the levaya. Number two, it's not covered a mace. It's not respectful. You're doing mitzvah seser when your loved one's not buried. And number three, tirda. They cannot get it together halachically. Let me ask you. For the whole night and day, they were putter for mitzvahs. What do you do about sphere right after the levaya? So maybe we could suggest, the Bir Heitev discusses this, that the onen should articulate during the day or at night what night it is. And therefore, after the levaya, they could continue to count with the bracha because they had the sphere. They had the ritzifus. They had the continuity. And therefore, it's not a goy. She's not a goy. So granted, there's no kiyum mitzvah. So Machlokes Rashi tells us, can an onen be machmer anyway to do mitzvahs? We don't accept it. We don't allow an onen to be chayav. Rashi said you could. We pass like Rabbeinu Tam that an onen cannot be machmer mitzvah. We tell them they cannot do that. It's not right. Yes, go ahead. If you were an onen, the pashtus is there is no kiyum mitzvah. The chachamim were ochre b'shev al tase. There is no kiyum mitzvah, but you did get the ma'aseh sphere in. In other words, would it be a bracha l'vatala if you held like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam? Maybe, because the chachamim said you are potter from mitzvahs.
But I'm saying if you articulate the outside bracha.
Then you definitely have your Maaseh Sphere, the second track, but you will not get points in Shemayim. Pashup Shah. The Chacham have the power to be ochre it, to uproot it, to say you're not Yotze at all. That's the Pashas. Let's say, for example, I eat matzah Lil Seder without a Seba. Right? Women don't do a Seba, but a man does. It's a Seba d'Yeraisa d'Rabbanan. Doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash I have to eat that Seba. Right? But with the Rabbanan made an enactment to express cares with the Seba. You know, the Rosh says I'm not Yotze at all. Because the Rabbanan have the power to tell me how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if I don't listen, the whole thing might implode, even on a d'oraisa level. So I want to suggest that the onen would articulate the count and would allow him to count vayta with a bracha. However, a goy that would convert during sfira, let's say day 30, and they've been practicing as an akum, when it becomes day 30, they would not be able to count with a bracha. Because a ma'aseh sphere, you still got to be a yid. A katan and onen, yes. But a goy, impossible. And therefore, one would be machalik there and say, we ushered them into yadus, but you could not count with a bracha. What do you mean? I was practicing for 29 days. Fine. It was practice. It's like the Ramban has that radical, we take that as musr, you know, the Ramban quotes that radical sifri. All the mitzvahs we do in Chutz La'aretz are practice to do them in Eretz Yisrael. Tziyulach tziyunim. Okay, it's a very radical medrash, but the Ramban builds it up strongly. But the bottom line is that he was practicing the first 29 days. He was not a yid. So he would not be able to count with a bracha. So this is the chiddush that we want to bring out from the Rav, how he developed this theory. It's very beautiful about how Pesach and Shavuos are a bridge with one another. And Lamaisa, you know, there is a phenomenal sefer, Rivas Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt has 11 answers why we don't say a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. The Baal HaMor writes because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not in its full-blown level. It's kind of, the simcha is a little bit dissipated, so we can't say Shechianu on it. So there are 11 different answers, but there are two other answers given, and one is that the Shechianu on Pesach, the second Seder goes on Sfiras Omer as well. That won't work if you say it in Shul, because you're saying it in Shul before, right? And another answer is that the Shechianu on Shavuos that you say at Kiddush goes on the Sfiras Omer, which I think highlights this notion that it's like a bridge. And both in Lomdus and in Midos, we want to build that up. So this brings us to the following. Is this mitzvah nowadays, is it the Oraisa or the Rabbanan? When the first thing you want to analyze when a topic in halacha is it d'oraisa d'rabbanan and what's the makor? So is this mitzvah d'oraisa d'rabbanan nowadays? So Tosfos and the Ramban both claim that it's rabbinic nowadays, counting the Omer. And as I stressed, there are people that go through their whole lives, they don't know what Omer is. Omer is a barley offering on the second day of Pesach. That's what it is. And it's really disconnected with the holiday of Pesach. There's a whole shtickle Torah on that. We don't have time to go into it, but it happens to fall out on the second day of Pesach. But it's not connected with the holiday of Pesach. In fact, when you daven Musaf on the second day of Pesach, did you mention the Omer? No, you don't. In fact, the Chidah is a whole discussion. If you mentioned it, maybe you have to say Musaf again. It happens to come out on Pesach. The Rambam stresses it's Tetzayin Nissen. It's really the sixth. It happens to be Pesach. The Ikar is a Matr's Yisro Chodesh. Any new wheat becomes Yashan. But it's not connected with the holiday of Pesach. If that's the case, Lamaisa, Toysis and the Ramban postulate that counting the Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. And since we don't have the Korban Omer nowadays, the mitzvah of Siri is only rabbinic. What nafkamina comes from? Many, many shuls daven mincha before shkia, and they daven mayer right after shkia, and they count right away. And they count with the bracha. Is that okay? Yes. Because the mitzvah is nowadays the Rabbanan, according to Tosafot and Rabban, and the Mechaber paskins like that. Yesh medaktikin. The Mechaber writes, yesh medaktikin, to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to count. V'roi lasos king. But what does that mean, Shim? Me'ikar adin. What does it mean? Me'ikar adin, the Mechaber paskins. I had a big machlis with the Nodim Gordel, a much bigger Tamachachim than me. He presented once that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should count after Tzeis HaKochavim because the Raisa. I told him respectively after the shir, everyone left. I said, I don't think that's right. The Mechaber writes, Yesh medaktikin. There are those who are meticulous to wait to Sechom. That means Mikra Adin, you can count after Shkia. Even though he says Roy Lassoskin, you should tell him. But Mikra Adin, the Mechaber holds the Rabbanon. And that's why you can count after Ma'ariv with a bracha. Now, we're in our shul, we started the shul, we count after Tzitzit Kochom. So the same Bala Boss, very fine guy, every year says, Rav, he says, why are we machmir? It causes other people to mikshul, they go home, they might forget. He says, maybe you think, I said, this is a mini, this is what we started. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way we started it. And the Mechaber says, yesh medaktikin. So Tois and the Ramban hold the mitzvah is the Rabbanim Bisman Hazeh, because it's the outgrowth of the Korban Omer. We don't have the Korban Omer nowadays. Comes along the Rambam and says, no. The Rambam says the mitzvah Bisman Hazeh is midiraisa. It is distinct from the Korban Omer. And therefore, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it remains the Yerais of Bisman Hazeh, therefore you must wait till Tzeitz HaKochav. This is a fundamental machlokes, how you view the Korban Omer. Now, Rav Shulti Zatzal writes, where does the Rambam record all the dinim of Sfiras Omer? In Hilchos Tmini Musafin. So even though the Rambam holds it the Yerais, but it's still connected somewhat with the Korban Omer. The Rai is geographically, he quotes in Hilchos Tmini Musafin. Right, Rav Parnas Shlita, he should live me well. Geography of the Rambam. You have to note where the Rambam quotes Dinim. And he quotes it in Hilchos Tumim Musaf, even though it's D'Oraisa on its own. So this is a very fundamental machlokes. But if we take it a step further, we could posit the following. Are women obligated in counting the Omer? Do women have an obligation to count Sfiras Omer? So if you'd have asked me, I would have said no. The Rambam says they are exempt because it's a mitzvah seshe shebizman grom. It's time bound between Pesach and Shavuos. It's on the calendar. No doubt, and he says women are exempt. However, the Ramban, in his Chidushim on Kedushim, Nachmanides, Ramban, the Ramban was 9 years old when the Rambam died. He always wanted to meet the Rambam. He never got a chance to. But the Ramban in his Chidushim on Kedushim lists off mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that ain't asman grom. The Gemara has a few, but the Ramban adds on a few more. And you know what he writes? Samech Hei Ayin. He writes an abbreviation. What is Samech Hei Ayin referring to? So most Gedolei Achronim say it's referring to Sfiras HaOmer. A minority of Gedolei Achronim say it's referring to Seder Avoda, that women should say Karbonis every day. But most Gedolei Achronim say it's referring to Sfiras HaOmer. So I ask you, why would the Ramban say the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah seshe shelo bisman grama? Ribbono shel Olam, it's on the calendar between Pesach and Shavuos. So the Divrei Yechezkel, Rav Bornstein, the great Gaon, his grandson was a Rebbe in the high school in MTA, Talmud Chacham also Gaon. So the Divrei Yechezkel says like this, amazing Chiddush. He says that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is an outgrowth of the korban omer. It is not directly linked to time. There's another element that generates it. A mitzvah eshes Ron Rama classically is like lulav. I could shake the lulav any day of the year, theoretically. The Torah arbitrarily says only shake it on the first day of Sukkot. That's Mon Grumel, when it's directly linked to time. But the mitzvah of counting the Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. Now, I grant you the Korban Omer has to be on a specific day, but that doesn't make a difference. The mitzvah of Sefirot Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. And since it's not directly linked to time, it's called Shalom Bizman Grumel. Go ahead, bro.
Wouldn't that require the Omer actually to be brought? So is it Ramban Shita, even Bizmanenu? Or don't we actually have Korban Omer, which is then generating?
Right. It would not have to actually be brought. It would just be a Zechav. You're absolutely correct. You wouldn't have to actually bring it because we don't have a basic mitzvah. So that downgrades the mitzvah to be the Rabbanan.
Does it change the quality of being a Zman Grama? Or
it makes it Shalom Bizman Grama. Because it's an outgrowth of another mitzvah, it's not directly linked to time. So that makes it Shalom Bizman Grama. It's very counterintuitive, but it's a very fascinating svara.
Maybe there's a difference if you hold like the Rama that's Doraisa versus the Hilder Rabbanan.
So that's what I'm going to say right now.
All right.
No, very good. The Ramban is Lashitoso. Because the Ramban held that it's an outgrowth, it's the Rabbanan nowadays. So since it's the Rabbanan nowadays, that's what pushed him to say it's Shalom Bizman Grama. And therefore he says women are obligated. So therefore that Masber, the next Nekuder, Zalm Nechemi Zatzal, once discussed this. You know, in the Wayu HaGadas, they published about 30, 40 years ago, they said the Rav, when he counted the Omer, he would say Hayom Yom La Omer, and then Hayom Yom Ba Omer. What's the difference? La, Ba. What's the significance? So the significance is as follows. When you say La Omer, what are you trying to say? You're trying to accentuate that the Korban Omer generates this mitzvah. So based on that, when a woman counts, what should she say? La or Ba Omer? She should say La Omer. Because the Omer generates the mitzvah of Sefirot Omer, which makes it Shalom Bizman Grama, which makes women mechuyev. You hear this? The fact that what you're trying to accentuate, that the Korban Omer generated the mitzvah of counting, therefore it's not directly linked to Zman, therefore Shalom Bizman Grama, therefore women are mechuyev. So when a woman counts, it's appropriate. You say, La Omer. What does Ba Omer mean? Just means at the same time that the Korban Omer was offered on the second day, we start counting. But they're not conceptually linked. So there's a lot of significance to that, La and Ba. So we just link three Nekudas. What are the three Nekudas? Is it the Araisa the Rabbanon? Mitzvah counting nowadays, Seza Kochavim is a Nafkamina. Number two, are women obligated? Number three, do you say La or Ba? I'll give you a fourth Nekuda. Harachaman. You know, we say Harachaman. What is Harachaman? We ask Hashem to restore the Avoda to the Beis HaMikdash. Who is that appropriate according to? According to what we built up. Who is that appropriate? According to who? The Ramban and Taisis, excellent, Rob. Because why? I want to upgrade it. I'm being misfiled to Abish. I want it to be upgraded from being the Rabbana to be the Uraisa. If you look in the Rambam, you'll never find Harachaman. Because according to the Rambam, it's still the Uraisa nowadays. Okay, maybe it enhanced a little bit, but we don't find Harachaman in the Rambam at all. And therefore, these four Nekudas are Habataliyah. Is it the Raisa the Rabbanon? Are women obligated? Do you say La or Ba? And do you say Harachaman? But at the same time, trying to what? Create a bridge. That we want to create the bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. To build this up. Now, it's fascinating. When you talk about Sefirot Omer, we all know sometimes there's doubts of what day it is. Is it, you know, we do Yom Tov Sheni because we're not sure, you know, when to observe. So we have Yom Tov Sheni Chutz La'aretz. Why are we not worried about what day it is when we count? why don't we count tonight as one or two? Next night it's two or three. The next night three and four, and so on. Why can't you count in that manner? Why are we all of a sudden not worried about it when it comes to what counting the yom, about sveika the yom? Maybe it's the wrong day. So the Dvar Avrom, who was with the Kovna Rav, who gave smicha to the Rav. You know, when the Rav came over from Europe, when he came over from Europe, he had a smicha. Who is his smicha from? From the Dvar Avrom. He wrote out a piece of paper, he's wrote a paskin and called Torah Kuh. That was the Rav's smicha. You know, the Rav never wanted to come over to America. Imagine, our yeshiva would have been the same. You know, the Rav used to daven fervently. He didn't want to come to Treif America. He wanted to stay in Europe with all the gedolim. And the Rav once said, if Hashem would have listened to his tefillahs, the Nazis would have killed him. Sometimes we're so positive of what we want to daven to Hashem for. We have to put in our davening that let Hashem give us what is good for us. Hashem will make that decision. We're so positive and so confident sometimes. But the Eibishter knows what's correct for us. So, Lemaisa, the Kovna Rav Paskin, amazing. He said, when it comes to Sfiris Omer, you cannot count in a manner of doubt. You can't. It's antithetical to counting. Counting requires definitive understanding. It is one, it is two, it is three. You can't say, oh, maybe it's one, maybe it's two. And I think that goes well, beautifully, with what the Rav built up about building a bridge. You want to have a bridge, it's got to be firm and strong. Right? Nothing that is what, the most important thing you want to be firm and strong is a bridge. You don't want a person falling in the river. It's got to be strong when you're building it up. And counting in such a manner is antithetical to counting. You cannot count like that. It has to be in a vadai form. That's what leads us to the shiloh. Halacha lemaisa. What happens, you know, if someone knows, God forbid, they'll be out of commission during sphere. Let's say a surgery for a few days. Let's say it'll be 21, 22. And he will not be able to count. Or she will not be able to count. Is it possible one could present that the first 19 days, maybe you shouldn't count with a bracha? Because you know you're going to be out for 21 and 22. Everyone follow what I'm saying? So if you hold, like we said earlier, which the Rav rejected, that it's all one big mitzvah, and there are 49 legs to the mitzvah, then absolutely, you maybe should not say the bracha. But if you hold like the Rav, that each day is a distinct mitzvah, and the Ikar Elam is to create a bridge, maybe one could say there's a distinct mitzvah in the first 19 days. And if you hold like that, maybe one could project a svara that it's possible to say a bracha. And there are shitas, like we said, you can rely on the rest of Klal Yisrael to maybe say that the bridge was there. Maybe you'll be able to be maybe articulate if you were up, you know, somewhat conscious to do in order to do that. I'm saying, according to the Rav's theory, maybe it's not so poshut that you would not say a bracha. Maybe you could say a bracha, and maybe rely on the Moreinu Shibud Reinu to say I could count Vayter even with a bracha, perhaps. And if that's the case, then Lamaisa, when we talk about the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer, you know, there is a shaila whether you could be Yetze Sfira through Shomea Ka'onin. If someone counts, 5 minutes remaining, thank you. If someone counts for me, am I going to be Yotze through the principle of Shomea Ka'onin? You know, listening is like answering. So, the bottom line is that it's a big machlokes in the poskim. But maybe we could suggest as follows, if we take the Rav's theory. Is it possible to make a split and say, Shomei Kohn is the machlokes in poskim as to whether you'll get points in Shomayim. You'll get points in Shomayim. From Hashem, that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But maybe when it comes to the Maisa Sfira, that you count, you need to create a Ritzifus, Is it possible that you could be yitzed that through someone else? So we want to be mechadish. No. It is not possible to say that you could be yitzed the mice of sphira through Shomei HaKohen. Because it's not a mitzvah. See, it has a kul and a chumrah. You know what I mean by a kul and a chumrah? It has a leniency and a stringency. The leniency is I can count it during the day and have the physical count and the bridge I've created. But on the other hand, it's not a mitzvah that lends itself to me creating a bridge. And therefore, if I did not articulate it myself, I didn't have a bridge. And therefore, I will not be yaitzu. Svartam lachem means you personally must create a bridge. You want points of Shemayah, maybe you can be yaitzu through what? Shomei HaKohen. But when it comes to actually articulating it, that you would have to do yourself. And not do it through someone else. Because it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, it doesn't lend itself to this principle, this mechanism called Shomei HaKohen. Is listening like answering. If I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the tzibur gets the kedusha, what does Rashi and Taisa say? Rashi says you stop and listen, which is where we paskin. What does Taisa say? Stop and listen. That's like answering kedusha in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. You can't be doing that because Taisa took Shomei HaKohen literally. The kaf adimyol, like Ron Swag always, Shlita always taught us, is the kaf adimyol literal? If it's literal, then my listening is like my answering. But if it's elastic, like Rashi, then it doesn't literally mean that. That's the concept of Shomei HaKohen. Shomei HaKohen is based on this concept of a mitzvah. Can I fulfill my mitzvah? But we're suggesting the Maisa Sphere is that physical count. You have to do that yourself. And if you didn't do it yourself, you would not be Yitzhak. So just to close, yeah, go ahead.
Plainly speaking, that doesn't fit so well with the Sefer HaKohen shot, though, right? Rakhina was saying that we could extend the bridge because all the ties are.
Yes, that is correct. But it's an excellent question. But I would be machalic and say that I'm not attempting to for them to do it for me the whole time. They're just doing it for me for one stage. But Lamaisa, if I want to just put all my eggs in one basket and have someone do it for me, there you could be machag and say it's different. But it's an excellent horror. So let's just close with tefillah being that, you know, we look forward to Shavuos, and every day is an important day of our life in general. But in Sefirah Soma, there has to be growth in Beit Adam L'Malka, Beit Adam L'Chaveiro. As the Rosh Kail Shlita in Pseik once said, that the 48 kinyanim of Torah are not just homiletics. If you don't have these kinyanim, you're stealing Torah. If I take this projector, I'm stealing this projector because I didn't do a proper kinyan, because the owner of the hotel didn't give it to me. That's stealing. If we don't possess these 48 kinyanim, I'm stealing the Torah. So it's very kedai that we look over this price of what the 48 kinyanim are, learning, that's what we're doing today, listening, to be mentioned, to chazer the 48 kinyanim, so that when we come to Shavuos, we have a hold on the Torah, and we can accept the Torah. Thank you for listening. Everyone have a good day.